one person, Shoye Mechuye B'yaisei, a very ugly person, another Jew, but he met another person who was very ugly. Is Amalai, so the ugly person said to Rebbe Lezer, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, gave him Shalom Alechem, how are you Rebbe? Rebbe Lezer didn't answer him back, like he was so high, he didn't want to look at this ugly person. Is Amalai, he said back to this person, Reka, like empty person, Kama Mechuye Roisei Hish, how ugly you are. Shema, maybe Kol B'nei Ircha, Mechuroron Kamaischa, maybe everybody in your city is also so ugly. Like, how could you be so ugly? Like, Machmas says, Big Shot, he said such a thing like this. Is Amaloi, so the person answered back, by saying he was a chacham, he was a smart person. Amaloi said back to him like this. Any other day, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how my city is. But you should know. Leich ve'emolum en shasani. I see you have complaints about how I look. Go talk to the person that made me. You have kindness upon me. Go to the Eibishter. Tell the Eibishter, how come you made such a person like this? Kama mechuye klizesh asisa. How ugly this person is that you made. Like, go back to Tanya to the Eibishter. Go complain to the person that made me. Is kivan shiyod abatz meshechoto. Sir Ableza realized that he did a chet. Now, by say, he did it because he was a big shot at that time. He was died to gas alone. But now he realized that he did a chet. It wasn't nice what he said. It thought up was from the guy taka time and answered back very good. It's not his fault. He was born that way. Hashem made me. If Tanya is on Hashem, he can't have Tanya on Hashem. So he realized that he did a chet. Is Yored Menachmor Ableza right away got off his donkey. The nishtach lefonav, he bowed down in front of him. The yomalani said to him, "Na naisi, like please be nice to me. Na nais lecha mecholi, like please forgive me. I want to humble myself to you. I want to be nice to you. Please forgive me. Like I realize I did something wrong. Please forgive me." Is omaloi, so the person said back, "Eini moichel lecha, I won't forgive you. Ah, sheatei lech leumen sheasoni, until you go back to the master that created me." The Omaloi and tell him, Kama Mechuye Klizesh Rasisi. He was angry at him. You go back to the Eibishter and complain to the Eibishter, how come he made such an ugly person like me? Is Metaya Lachros, Reb Lezer kept on following the person, he still wanted to ask him for Mechila, Shegil Iroi, until he came into the city. Is Yotzeb, when he came into the city, Yotzeb Bnei Iroi Likrosai, the whole city came to in front of Reb Lezer. Voyoimimlo, he said to Reb Lezer, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Rebbe Meiri, Meiri, like Shalom Alecha Rebbe, you're our Rebbe, Meiri, teach us. Is Omelahem, so this ugly person said, Lemiyatim Kerem Rebbe Rebbe. He told the people, who are you calling Rebbe Rebbe? Omaloi, so the people said back to this person, Lezesh Matal Achrecha, to Rebbe Lezer that's in back of you. He's a big Rebbe, a big Talmud Chochem, we learned a lot from him, we're calling him Rebbe. Is Omelahem, so the ugly person said, Emzer Rebbe, if this is your Rebbe you learn from, Al Yirbo Kamaisa Yisrael, there shouldn't be so many rabbis like that in Klal Yisrael. Is Ormulus, the people of the city said, what happened here? Why not? Mifnei Ma, why not? He's a great big Talmud Chacham. So Ormulam, the ugly person, told everybody, Kach v'kach osali. This is what the big Rebbe Lezer did to me. Is Ormulus, the people in the city still said, they had respect for Rebbe Lezer before. He was a big Talmud Chacham. They learned a lot from him. And they said back to him, Afal Pekain, Mecholoi. Still you should forgive Rebbe Lezer. Shodim Godo Ba'atayru is the big Talmud Chochem. So still you should forgive him. Is Omelhem, so now the ugly person said, you should know, Vishvilchem Hareini Meicholoi. Because of you, I see everybody in this city, it means so much to you, Rebbe Lezer, so I'll listen to you and I'll forgive him. Because of you, the people of the city. But providing it shouldn't happen again. Be careful not to have this Gassel Ruach, don't ever feel high again to go talk such Lashonis. Is Miyad right away. How this person let us say it, you mean? Yeah. No. Could be. But me, the Gisa could be the little Shemoda to learn it out from. You're right. If he had to do it, I'm not sure. You're right. It's a Shaila. I'm not sure. But it doesn't say who the person was. It doesn't say like he did right. And the Chum, you're right. The Chur, what he did now, the Chur didn't have a right to do this either. The Chur is being Mavaza. Right, but still you don't have a right to do it. The Chur, right. Is Miyad right away, Nichnas Rebbe Lezer ben Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Lezer point out, the Dorosh and he said a drosha, that L'olam Yayodam Rach Kakona, a person should always be humble, gentle, like a corner, like your readers. V'yal Yehei Kosha Keres, and don't be hard and stiff, like a cedar tree is. Olafika, therefore, Zocha Kona Lito Le'meno Kulmas, since this corner, this reed, is a humble thing, it's a gentle thing, it's not high, it can't be a big shot, it's very low, is therefore it was zoicha that from the corner you could make a pen, lital amena kulmas, to make a pen out of it, lichter by sefer Torah, tefillin the mezuzahs. That from the posh to the corner, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes humble people. So he took a humble thing that the Torah should be written with. We write the Torah with a corner, with a kulmas, a pen that comes from a corner. That's what you write your Torah, tefillin the mezuzahs, with. So what you're asking Tais really is the kasha. Tap Tais says, Mesechta derech eretz meforish, to yoisei odem hainu Eliyahu Hanavi. This was Eliyahu Hanavi, this person. Well, l'toiv niskaven, the whole ma'isa was l'toiv, kadesh lo yirogo b'dover, it shouldn't happen again. So he asked, now he spoke l'shnara, mashmi Eliyahu Hanavi knew by saying, you have to say it was a heti, he had a right to do it then, Abada. If he's doing l'tzara toiv, I'm not to make him do tshuva, then it's muta to do it. Like, it wasn't said here as l'shnara, it was said to make him machs l'toiv. And that was why it says the only way he could do it, it was mutter. Right. V'chein ir sheyesh bo dever amapolis. If in a city there's a plague, or else the strong winds come to break down houses and walls, you have to start fasting right away, and you have to be masri and blow the shofar right away. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'apolis shomru. That we say the wind comes and break things down, it means brios. We're talking about nice and strong and healthy, a strong wall it breaks down. And not that it breaks down a weak wall. If the wind comes and breaks down a weak wall, that's nothing. That's not to start fasting. And that's normal. You had a wall that's shaking, that's weak already. Pshit, the wind will break it down. Shainam ruyas lipo. It has to be something that's not ruy to fall down. Veloya ruyas lipo. And not something that's a omit, that's a ruya, that should fall down. Hur means the same thing again. Not a weak wall that should fall down normally. For that, you don't have to fast. Only if a wall or a house that should not have fallen down, and the wind came, a strong wind, a hurricane came and threw it down, for that you have to start fasting. So Mari asks, Hai niyo b'riyos, hai niyo shenu riyos lipo. L'churi, you're saying over the same thing twice. That same thing, b'riyos, means that strong walls, strong houses. And it's the same thing like you're saying a second time, that shenu riyos lipo. It's not something that should cave in. It's the same thing. A strong house should not cave in. And hai niyo riyos, and you mean to say you don't have to fast if a weak wall falls down. That's called ruyas, a weak wall. And high niya ruyas, lipo, the same thing. That a house that's roy, that should fall down, and mikhur means the same thing. A weak house is two things. It's weak, and it should fall down. So you're saying the same thing over twice. So why does the price say it in two stages? Like, it has to be strong and not weak. And it has to be not able to fall down, and not something that is able to fall down. It's the same thing. Gemara says, Le'tzricha, let's say it falls down because something is very tall. That's why it falls down. So Rashi says, Latricha, Hodi Tani Sheinim Ruyas, it's not weak, or Ruyas Lipurl, and it's Roy to fall down, and it's going to Koi Yagudud Nahara, Al Svasanor, something that's standing by the banks of the river. Shafal Pishabri, even though it's strong, of a Ruyahi Lipurl, it's fit to fall down. Or the next thing Gemara says, Inami, that's the second shot. Inami, the Gemara says, the kaimu agudu de nahara. If you have a building, a nice strong wall, that's standing by the bank of the river. So in such a case, it's a strong and healthy wall. It's a strong and healthy house. Still, if it caves in by the ocean, by the river, you won't have to start fasting. Because such a house and wall is roy, is supposed to be fall down. That since the waters say to come there, and it ruins the foundation of it, it's aimed to fall down. The same thing Gavoya, the more before said, means a house is very tall. So even though it's a strong house, a strong tower, but it's normal that winds can come and break it down. So if such a thing happens that a tall building falls down, for that you won't have to fast. You only have to fast if a house that should have stood up. It's a normal sized house and a normal foundation, no water, it should have stayed up. And now a hurricane comes and knocks it down, for that you have to start fasting and be masriya right away. Morkiyahi Ashisuruya. There was once a weak wall, Tehevi ben Adori, that used to be in the city of Nadori. There was one wall that was very weak. Tulehevi Cholef Rav Ushmu Tuse. Rav and Shmu that lived in Nadori never used to walk near that wall. Afagav the Kaima Biaswa Tleseshonin. Even though it stood up for 13 years already, still, they never walked by it. It was a wall that was weak, that's possible to cave in. You're not supposed to go near such a wall. Yom Echad, it once happened, Ikloi Rav Ada Bar Ava L'Hosam. Rav Ada Bar Ava came to visit Nadoi, is Omele Shmuel Rav. So now Shmuel said to Rav, Nesi Mar Nekef. Let's take Rav Ada Bar Ava and walk together through this, near this wall. Like, not, now I'm not afraid to walk through, near the wall. Is Omele Loitzrit, no, forget. Is Omele Shmuel, Shmuel said to Rav, Nesi Mar Nekef. Let's go around the wall. In other words, don't go near the wall. Make a turn, don't go near the wall. Just like all these last 13 years, we never walked near this wall. We're afraid maybe it'll cave on us. So now also, Nekev, go make a turn, let's go around it. Or Malay, so Rav said back, Leitzerichna, no, today we don't have to go around the wall. Leitzerichnidna, today not. Deika Ravada Barava Bahadon. Because today we have this Tzadik Ravada Barava with us. Denofus Chusei. He's a big tzaddik, he has a lot of schusim, a lot of merits he has. But like Mistafino, and I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid the wall would cave in. So therefore today, Rav says, we're allowed to walk straight near the wall. We don't have to be afraid the wall would cave in. B'schus of Adam and Rav, for sure the wall would not cave in. Is Rav Huna heavy let you? That was a maisa. That was one story. Yeah. We'll soon see that they didn't do right. Rav Huna Hevela Yehu Chamra. Rav Huna had some wine to have a base aruya. He had it stored away a long time in a house, that the house became weak, and it's possible the house would cave in. So mainly he didn't want to leave his wine there anymore. He's afraid maybe the house would cave in and break the wine. So he wanted to do is get the wine out. He wanted to empty out the wine from that house. But Rav Huna himself was afraid to go into the house now, because maybe the house would cave in while he's taking out the wine. So what did he do? He invited Rav Ada Bar Ava to come in. Like, he didn't tell him it was a weak house. He told him, hey, you want to see all the wine I have? Come inside, I'll show you my wine. So he invited Rav Ada Bar Ava into the room. Is Moshe Bishmait, and he started to talk to him and learning there. And he kept him talking and learning Ada Panya until he cleaned out all his wine. So while Rav Ada Bar Ava was talking and learning in the room, this room that's about to cave in, he was busy getting out his wine first. Bosta the Nofak, yesterday got his wine out, so he told Rav Ada Bar Ava, let's get out of here, make cave in soon. Is Nofak base? That's what happened, Taka. As soon as they walked out of the room now, the room caved in. Is Agish Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava now realized what happened. He realized that you brought me in here just in order that the room should stay up, to get your wine out, and you used me to my schusim to keep it going. So Ikpid got angry at him. Rav Ada Bar Ava didn't like it. Is Sova law, because Rav Ada Bar Ava holds, ki ho di omer Rav Yanai, the way Rav Yanai says, that lo'olam al yamid odem mokam sakona. A person is not allowed to go stand near a mokam sakona. A place that maybe something dangerous may happen to you, you're not supposed to go there. The yomer, and you'll stop say to yourself, I'm a big tzaddik. Hashem will do a nice a miracle. For sure, it won't cave down. You're not supposed to say that. Shem, first of all, ain't oisim le nice. Maybe Hashem doesn't want to do the nice for you. You can't rely on isim. You're not supposed to rely on isim. The intim tzalayim oisim le nice. Even if you want to say yes, Hashem will do the nice for you. He will keep you alive. But you should know you're losing out on the deal. Menachin loy mischuyosim. Men Hashemayim, they're going to take away from your books your credits. In other words, you have to use out credits for an to be done to you. So to use out the credits, not kedai. So you're better off not going near a mokum sakona, not the nation should have to be done, not to have to use out yischusim. And Omer Rav Chana, my crow, where's the pasuk like this? That if Hashem does do a nest to you, you have to feel bad because you used up all yischusim? The pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, kotonti mikola chasodim, or mikola emes. Like, I feel now I'm cutting, I'm young, I'm cutting, I lost all my schusim. Since you, Hashem, saved me now, so I lost out all my schusim. So because the nest happened to me, therefore I lost all my schusim. So therefore, a person is not supposed to rely on his schusim, you're using them up. Mara says, my heavy uvda the Rav Ada Bar Ava. What was the greatness about Rav Ada Bar Ava? Like the last two maises here, Mashmi was a very big tzaddik, he had a lot of schusim, and like the people knew that if he's around, for sure, nothing, no tragic would happen. For sure, the house won't cave in. How do we know that? Well, what was so great about Rav Ada Bar Ava? The Gemara says, ki hod yitman, like we learned, that sholo talmidev as Reb Zeira, v'yarmilol Rav Ada Bar Ava. That's what it should be geared to. Sholo talmidev Rav Ada Bar Ava. His talmidim asked him, they asked him directly to the Rebbe, Rav Ada Bar Ava, b'ma harachta yomim, with what chus did you have to have a long life? Like, what was this chusim you have? His omelem, he said like this, miyomai for my whole lifetime, lo hikafti b'tech beisi. I never got angry in my house. I wasn't a kaftun. Yeah. V'lo itzareti b'fnei mi shegodim imeni. I never walked in front of someone that's greater than me. I always gave him respect. Let him go first. V'lo hirarti b'mavoyes amatunofes. I didn't think in learning in a place that you're not allowed to. In a movie in the street that has shmutz there, has dirt there, has soya there that you're not allowed to learn, I didn't learn. That's called giving respect to the Torah. Kavod HaTorah is not to learn the Torah, it's also to learn the Torah in a mokum where it's shmutz. B'loi halachti da'odamas b'loi Torah. I never walked in the streets of Chal four amas without learning Torah, thinking and learning, meridik. Oh, b'loi tefillin, I never walked without da'odamas without wearing tefillin. B'loi yoshantim b'yis ha'medrash, I never fell asleep in shul. B'loi shinas kfar, b'loi shinas arvai. Not a deep sleep, but not an arvai, temporary sleep. B'loi shashti b'takolas chaveri. If somebody ever got embarrassed, I never felt happy about it. I was never happy about the embarrassment of my friends. V'loi kerosi lechaveri b'hachinoisai. I never called my friend a nickname. Shashi shemechanes loy b'nayodim goin shem levoy. If somebody gave him a nickname, he never used a nickname. V'yarmelo, some say, b'hachinoichit. V'ha-nichoisai. So Rashi says it means, k'moy nechinas avos. Yeah. So then the side, Oruch says it means not only he didn't give a nickname to his friend, but even if somebody else gave a nickname to his friend, he never used that name either. Like he never used a nickname to call his friend that's not Bezoyan. You have to use a nice name, you have to use your friend's name, not a nickname. Omale Ravul Rafras Bapopa. So Rav is said to Rafras Bapopa. Leimulon Mar Mahani Milam Al Yisodev Yovid Ravuna. Everybody's talking about Maisim now. Tell me another story, a big story that happened with Rav Huna. Tell me something choshev about Rav Huna. Is Omalai, so he answered back, B'inekusa l'adichuna. Something that happened when he was young, I don't remember. Ala b'sivu say, when he was old, Rav Huna was old, t'achina, I remember a story, a mice about Rav Huna. So called Yoy Madiba, every day used to get cloudy, have a mafkin lay, they used to take him out, per gehurka d'dahava, like in a golden chair, they used to carry him out, Visayurlo Lakule Mosin used to check out the whole city. The Cholashisa to have his Risa, anytime he saw a wall that was weak, that was danger, is heavy sosala, he would break down the wall. Efshar, if the person was rich, Lamara Bonila. If the owner himself could build it up again, he let the owner build it up. Viloy, if the owner was poor, he couldn't afford to build it up, he lay Efshar, Bonila Iyumididay. He himself spent his own money to build up this broken wall that he broke down. That was one thing he did. Yeah. Right. The whole panya, the Mali Shabbat, every Erev Shabbat, every Friday, had a Mishadish Lucha Lashuka. He would send a messenger to the Shuk, to the marketplace. V'chol yarka de'avi payishlu, like near the end of the day, if there was any vegetables left over in the marketplace, is payishlu l'ginoi that the farmers have to sell, zovenle, he would tell his messenger, go and buy, if there were 10 pounds of potatoes left over, he would tell his messenger, you buy these 10 pounds of potatoes. And what do you do with it? V'shodele l'nahara, and throw it into the river. That's what he told the messenger to do. For the Gemara Kasha, why? How come he didn't give it to the Neim? Instead of wasting the food, why did he throw it into the river? He should have given it to the Neim at least. So Mara says, Zimna de Samcha da Tayu, Vlo Yosri le Mizvin. That he was afraid if he start to give it to the Neim, that the Neim will be Samech Das, rely on him, and they won't come to buy and make money themselves. And they didn't want that to happen. Rashi says, Samcha Daito, Shene Samchim Ani Loisa Yerek Vemrim, and Ono Tzvichel Niklois. That the Anim will always, on Friday, will always rely to wait at the end of the day and get the leftover vegetables that are by the marketplace. Now, v'shem lo yishtayish shonklum. Maybe one Friday, all the vegetables will be eaten up, will be sold already. V'yein lem ma'lechel b'shabbos. And these Anim then won't have what to eat. So therefore, Rav Huna didn't want to give this leftover vegetables to the Anim.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
I was like, we'll soon see the reason why Rav Huna really did this. Rav Huna really did this was, because he wanted to make sure that if there'll be leftover vegetables in the marketplace, so next Friday the farmers won't bring so much vegetables. They feel that I'm not going to sell so much. And maybe next Friday, punk, the Jews will need more vegetables. So Huna wanted to make it good for the Jews that even though there's leftover vegetables, he would buy it all out. So the farmers next week for sure will bring exact same amount of vegetables, if not even more. So now we have these leftover vegetables that he bought. Question, what should he do with it? So it says he threw it into the river. So first the kashri is, why do you do that for? Why don't you give it to the Aniyim? So Terah says he didn't want the Aniyim to rely on him. He was afraid the Aniyim then for now on every Friday would not buy any vegetables earlier. They'll wait till the end of the day to receive Rav Huna's leftover vegetables. And sometimes there won't be any more vegetables left over at the end of the day, and they won't have. So therefore he didn't want to give it to the Aniyim. Tomorrow says, good, why don't you give it to the animals at least? Like, why waste it? Give it to animals at least. So Marian says, Kesav Rav Huna holds, my chaladam, food that's fit for a person to eat, and machinon lebehema, it's not nice to give it to an animal. Rashi says, Mishum bizui eichlin, you're embarrassing the food. Hashem gave you nice fruit to eat, he gave you a nice orange. A nice pear, it's not nice to take the pear from the orange and give it to an animal to eat. It's like taken away, you're not being makatoy, thanking Hashem for what he gave you. Inami Rashi says, Mishum nechasa teru moin she yisrael. Zorg lenor v'okulu mokam acher, u'metzi noisem nayodim v'yichlu moisem kach shematin. Tisan. Rashi, another pshat is that he didn't want to give it to the animals means what he do with it, he threw it into the river. But it didn't get lost in the river. It went down the river and in the next town, the next place, the people caught it and they ate it. So he would rather that the Nayadim should eat it rather than just letting the animals eat it. So that's why he didn't give it to the animals. Fred Gemara, good. Well, is Vinuklau. So if you don't want to give it to anybody, what do you buy it for? Stomp to buy it to throw it away is a Mishagas. Why did Rav Huna buy these extra pears altogether? And the Gemara Nim says Mahshidam Lasad Lavoy. He wanted to make sure that Lasad Lavoy, like next Friday, there'll be enough fruits. Like if the farmers saw that this Friday they didn't sell too much, they had a lot left over, so next Friday they'll bring less to the market, like we said, they'll bring less to the marketplace. And maybe there won't be enough for the Jews to buy. So in order to make sure that the farmers will still bring all their fruits to the marketplace, he bought off all the fruits. Right. When somebody got sick and he knew a medicine for it, have a mali kuza de mayu, would fill up a jar full of water, but tolalay the safe for the basin, like hang it outside. In other words, if he knew a medicine, a cure for a disease, he wouldn't hold it back and like charge money for it, but he would make up the medicine and put it outside his door. Whoever wants to come and take it. The yomer and he say, call the boy leisiv lishkal, whoever has the sick and needs medicine, come and take it. Vika the army, some say, milsa the shifter heavy, gomer. The sickness of shifter, Rashi says, milsa the shifter, minig shadim. It was a man with shadim, shemazik and lemisha yoichel. People would eat v'yenim leitu yodiv. People that would eat without washing the hands, the shade shifter would come and hurt you. Kind of says the yuma, om rabbi mishem shifter. So that's the Indian to wash negobas like in the morning. So he says, nika the army milsa the shifter heavy gomer. Like he knew how to fight this mazik that comes and harms you. So he made the cure, like a glass, so it had to do with water. He filled up the jar full of water. And he filled it up, and he said, called it Tzorach, whoever needs this medicine, this cure, to fight the mazikim, come in and take it. And you shouldn't get hurt from the mazik. That's the second thing he did. Whenever he would eat food, eat bread, have a posach levove, he would open up his door. The yomer when he would say, "Koman the tzorach, whoever is hungry and wants to eat now, is leisiv leichel, come in and eat with me." Whenever he sat down to eat, he invited everybody in. This was the meister with Rav Huna. Is Omar Rava said, "Kulhu metzina mekayman, everything I could do the same way he did. Levar meho, except for the last thing." Play Mitzina Lemev, the last thing to say whenever I sit down to eat, I'm going to open up my door and say, whoever's hungry, whoever wants to eat, come and eat. That much I can't do. Chashi Bar Meho Chutz Mizu, the Choman, the boy, Yevi Ayav Yocha, that I can't do. Why? Rabbi says, Mishum the Nefisha.